good morning.
Are you doing? Make sure when you go to the store, buy milk too.
I will. Getting orders. Receiving orders. So, hop in New York, rob up the EBT cards, and guess what? The police and anybody don't suspect nothing. That is cyber stalking, and I don't know how they're doing it. All I know, there's people that also work in these positions that are evil, and they're ready to go and rob poor fucking people. Ready to go and rob poor people. And cyber stalkers and gang stalkers, that's what they're doing. Like, organized, underground organized crime. And they're gonna probably, what I'm saying right now, they're gonna figure this shit out like 20 years from now. Mark my word. A minimum 5 years. Like, it's gonna take me like 5 years. Oh, everybody being hacked. But I feel like Apple knows. That's why they lower the freaking prices of the products. I thought Apple robbing me. Constantly having like charges. And I call a bank and I say, look, Apple keep taking my money. It's supposed to be like once a month. Well, I'm having like 5, 6, 7 charges. Like, it's crazy. So they go on these charges. You have like a monthly subscription to it. And they can repeat the like payment and hit it. Boom. The other day I had like 19 fucking payments to Apple. Is you kidding me? Like, Apple better have me under that. That I'm receiving mad free shit. And I'm like even asking myself like, why I don't have to pay that monthly thing? Because I overpaid. I overpaid to Apple. So thank God they have like all that regulated. So they didn't even really steal money from me. Apple just love me now because they receive mad money from me. You know what I mean? Because they've been doing it. They've been doing it for so long. Every time I fix this shit go right back to like normal. As long as I've been having an Apple, that's been happening. And they want to make me think that Apple is a bad product. That's what the fuck they want. Like, they want me to not have trust in Apple. These hackers and cyber stalkers, but they can have trust in my middle finger. That's what the fuck they can do, these hackers. And so what they did to half of New York and a new district gonna happen, EBT cards stolen, the freaking pins stolen. They stole freaking food from children. From children. Do you understand? They stole food from children's mouths right now. I don't even know how much money they stole. Around million, almost $1 million. Yep. By the time women checked it, how much they have, to the time to see, you know, is it like, you know, to go to the store, it was zero. Some lady tracked it, like, where the hell was my ship spent? She said, in Indiana. The hell, I'm not in Indiana. Who the hell was spent? New York benefits all the way over there. Mm-hmm. So if you have like freaking money missing on your EBT, whatever, that's the hacker did it. Because what they do, they have access, like they see everything you type in. They can enter your everything. They can go into your emails. They can change your passcodes. They can get access to your record button. And so to the camera. So how they gonna listen to you and everything? They gotta record you. So they get access to that little button and they start recording. And on their end, they probably have like something where they're recording or something. Whatever. I don't know how that goes, but. And then they go and listen to all that. And that's how they get the. They have like a call center where they work. Yes, sweetie. Yes. And then getting the info and somebody hired them. Mm-hmm. and they're recruiting. And they say over 10,000 fucking stalkers all over USA, if not more. Stalking motherfuckers. Watching your every move, how you think, how, where you going, who you hang out with, what's their names, what they doing, what's their business, how stupid they are, how slow are they, do they refuse to listen to the rules and follow the rules, because there's like rules for these phones to be safe and to use it, you know, with the codes and everything. Are you really careful? Do you like often, you know what I mean, like stop using the sign-in log code and you get like upset with the damn rules for what they created for the phones? If you do, then you are more working for the hackers than for yourself. Because if you don't want to put a lock, like a lock thing on your phone and shit, then you just want to work with them and give willingly everything to the hacker. Because you gotta put the lock code on it, like a good one, safe one, not some bullshit they can like just go and figure. Because once you put a like easy code, they can figure. Something like just crazy. Oh, nothing gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Just keep on thinking nothing gonna happen. That's what I thought. My mama was like always telling me some shit. And I'm like, oh, nothing gonna happen. And bam, until it happened. Yep. Can't take it anymore. It's just ridiculous. No, I'm like, what? My mama's all this time right. She was right. She wasn't like, you know, they keep saying to the people, oh, you keep acting like you have a victim point of view and you've seen a world full of predators. Yeah, because they're all fucking predators. In the end of the day, they're all looking hard. They're going to scheme something out of you, steal something from you. Even your best friends want something from you. They would take something from you, like, they just want something. But I like to share my stuff, like, that's how I was brought up to share. I'm not selfish, like, what the hell, like, what can you give to these people to go away? Like, wish I had, like, a lot of money to pay them to leave us alone. Like, wish you could negotiate with these cyber stalkers. Like, what do you think a society should do for you so you would stop what you're doing? Like, you could close your call centers, like, seriously. Because this is not cool to steal food from children's mouth. You know what I mean? Well, that's why I'm supposed to go and update my stuff right now. I don't want to do it. I'm changing my whole name because of them. It's crazy. Like, it all started with money for the unemployment that stole my shit. So now I gotta go and tell my boss I'm having problems, like, from, like, I'm not even figuring it out, like, what's going on with me, but I'm having, like, rough time updating everything, and because I didn't update everything with my boss, I feel like that's why it happened, because they don't have my own record that I ever worked anywhere, that I'm connected to any company, you know what I mean? So, it's like, I just arrived to the freaking America, like, I don't know nothing. Yeah, that's what they're doing to the people, I think. They just become, like, citizen recently. Or they just started, like, having a bank account. Or just, like, they're brand new to the everything. And then they do that to them. Somebody real evil. I feel like it's rich people. Like, who else has time to do that? Like, you have all your rent paid and everything. Yeah, and you have time on your hand. It cannot be a poor person doing this, I swear. You can't tell me you need all this money for your children. I mean, somebody's children probably getting some food somewhere, but some of them are hungry, you know what I mean? walk up all because of these hackers. Oh, and one thing too, hacker can go and steal your shit and sell it to another. So your info becomes, it's like a dark market. Your information becomes a property and it's sold. I just feel like doing like Beyonce and Jay-Z doing that. Nobody can go and use my motherfucking name. Go and trademark that bitch. Like, touch this damn name. Write it down anywhere, you're going to fucking jail. For real. Like, they went and trademarked their daughter's name, some shit like that. I don't even know how you really call that exactly. But they did something with their daughter's name that nobody can use that name. Ivy. Something blue, Ivy. Like, for them, just to mention her somewhere, they gotta pay her. Yep. Anywhere you mention her or use her name, she getting money for that. So, that's what I wanna do. I know I'm not a star, but Jay-Z can do it. I want to know what I got to do. Because it look like I'm famous, you know what I mean? Because they want to find out shit about me, you know. But I'm not that important. It's not even about that. It's about your poor ass having info. And it can be sold. So, hello, you know. They got to make money. How are they going to make their money? They broke as shit. And that's what they do. It's underground, organized crime. And they don't want to let people know. They just want everybody hush hush, everybody stupid, have these cops running around, thinking about stop and frisk, and it's actually not even about stop and frisk. It's supposed to be stop and frisk and check your fucking phones and everything, what the fuck you're doing. Look at your belongings. I don't know, I feel like it should be, like, that younger people is nicer to the older ones, and the older ones always like, watch out for the younger ones and then like, everything better. But like this, I feel like, wow, they're doing some shit that we don't even know behind our back. And while you're over here laughing and smiling, giggling with some people, they're probably going and stealing your fucking info so they can sell it. So you can't trust any fucking body. And even when you go into the places, it could be a clerk or somebody, evil as fuck. Pretending over here, oh, hey, and boom, steal your fucking info, sell it to everybody. And you don't know how many times your social security number been sold. You don't know how many times your email been sold, how many times your email and password been sold, and my fucking Chase accounts, bank accounts, anything. Mm-hmm. Your date of birth been sold with your name on it. The address sold. To fuck with you. I don't know. I think time for some kind of big ass insurance on this whole house and myself. That's what I'm gonna do. So that's what I'm gonna do. Seriously. If I don't put that shit on right here, it's a wrap. I don't know what the fuck they want from me. But I think it's info. Info, my property, my identity. Because I don't have no bad credit. Right now, I have a little bit. I don't know if I have a bad credit, what the fuck you want from me? You see me struggling, what the fuck you want from me? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It can be somebody from my past that I dealt with because they kind of wealthy. And I don't believe that they're evil like this, you know. They have their own stuff that they're doing. They would not be this devious, like I said. So I feel like it's some devious organization that's doing that throughout the New York, and they can't stop them. And once they catch them and who that is, they will find out. They will find out. I wish I was smart. I could hack them back and discover all that and just be like, what? Nobody's gonna listen to me. I could go and figure shit out like I did for my pain, for the chronic pain. You think anybody's gonna listen to me? No. Nobody's gonna listen to me. I'm stupid. I'm retard. Everybody like look at me and they see like my parents and they think I'm a bum. Like I don't have no money. They're profiling me and like the lady the other day gave me like slow internet, like cheaper price, slow internet. I'm like, who told you to do that? Like, did I told you anything about the price? Like, don't give me no slow internet, lady. Like, come on, what do I look like? Like I came off the street and I need this for the street hotspot? Like, what the hell? I was like, kind of like looking at her, like, don't do that. Like, I think the look sometimes, the way you feel, because sometimes I can't stand on my feet since the stupid pandemic, and my back started hurting me, and my back was hurting me, and I think she was really thinking I'm like some slow bum. Broke, you know what I mean? Just because my back broken, I don't mean I'm broke. And I like to profile like that, but I feel like, I hope these hackers think the same, you know what I mean? How about they see like, oh, this bitch is broke, I don't got nothing. So that's what I want everybody to think. I have nothing, bro, and fuck off. I look ugly, I'm not attractive, suck it, and keep it moving. There's nothing here for you. So now, I'm gonna just like, not expect nothing from the government, and like these health and whatever that I was trying to get for my son, like everybody else, they can do it until their kid is like 18. I'm gonna just quit that shit earlier. I don't need it. I'm gonna just do whatever I gotta do every day. The store is right here and around the corner. $5-$10 is, you can always get something for $5-$10 to cook real quick for the day. That's it. I'm not going to expose myself to these hackers anymore, more than I am. Right now, I don't think I even have anything. Because, like, I was getting the food stamps and it just disappeared, too. And I think this is this month that it did. Or, like, previous month. October. No, what's the name of it? November. Yeah. But I think it's, like, heavily started from October. You can notice somebody's here in this fucking room with you. So, yeah, it's an organized crime. They're doing that. They have like a call center, man phones, booths, and everything, like a regular job. And they were gonna get arrested once the cops track them, and they must be here in New York. It's probably operated from New York because it's somebody that knows about the shit, how it works. Yep. And there's like a lot of people working for HRA, let me tell you something. And devious is a motherfucker too, because they will go get the info from the people and then go and steal their houses and whatever when they die. And move in their crib and whatnot. Mm-hmm. These people are so... I think they get cool with people just for the sake of, like, knowing shit. Because recently, it was a lady. She had, like, a family that was doing crazy shit. Like, they... One sister worked in Asia Ray and told the other sister, go get this house. And then the dude died that worked like a clerk somewhere. And they went and squat in the house. Demolished the house. Like, they started doing repairs to the beautiful fucking house. Like, you know those houses, $1 million house? Like, that shit was in the middle of the Queens, yo. That shit was so beautiful. Laurenton house. Hey. She shouldn't have been touching the house at all. Why would she renovate anything? Oh my God. Express train, sorry. But that's not it. She went and on behalf of the house, got mad money for that. then her daughter went and lied that house is hers, that that man was related to her. They accepted it. All right. She went and get money on top of that. Borrow money. The point of them telling her, okay, it is your house. Uh-huh. Yeah. He was related to you. Okay. You're his granddaughter. Okay. They let everything slide. Once they went and did, like, some loan. And then they schemed more people. Oh, God. For unemployment benefits. But these was all, they was operating, you know, with this lady, like, she was an eavesdropper, like, indirectly in HRA, yeah. And I feel like it is somebody that working in HRA and got all our info right now fucking with us. And with me, probably, ooh-wee, because at one point, I couldn't even get nothing. Somebody sanctioned me. For what? Yo, I kept going applying, and they kept denying me. Every time I applied, they denied me. I almost went in and committed suicide, yo. And I just need a help, like, you know, first step to helping me find a job, because when you going all by yourself looking for jobs and you have no backup and somebody to vouch for you that you're a good worker, that you're a good pay, and you have no recommendations, no references, no nothing, and you're going to look for a job, you're never going to find it. You're going to look for 5 fucking years. Nobody's going to trust you. They're going to be like, get out of here. But if you're going through HRA, whatever, and they help you because they have programs built for that, and you follow all the rules and everything, you can find a job real quick. And they, if you comply with the, all the rules and everything, then bam, that's your, how you call that? Proof that you are good. Because if you don't miss nothing, whatever they tell you, that's how you're gonna keep going. Like, you're gonna go fast ahead, you know what I mean? And you're gonna get out of the rut because many people start with zero. And I feel like if you don't rely on somebody and don't trust somebody, then you're not going to get nowhere. But there's people that work in there, and once they get hold of your information, they easily sell your information and make you look like idiot, like you're the most disgusting human being on this earth. Don't deserve nothing. Your child literally is starving in the house. You don't know what to do. And what's going on with you and... you're just not aware that your shit been sold and you've been treated like garbage of society because now they already saw some other person impersonating you too. So they don't know who is who. Now you become like imposter too because even if they know you for a very long time, this person that look like you also appearing around. Because I feel like they're trying to like switch me. Merc me and bring somebody that looks identical like me. And my son not gonna even notice. I take all my clothes, cause I already threw all my clothes out and everything. Like a fucking idiot. Well, we'll see. I bought some new and I'm not going nowhere. Bitch, I'm working out. No, I'm really working out. Every day. Watch that. We're gonna see. Plus, the guy that's trying to attack me already over here in the corner looks so fucking skinny. When I, you can have weapon, but I have this fist. When I knock you the fuck out, you're gonna fly. And then one time when I kick you in your gut, and you don't even have a gut, you have like everything connected with your spine. The guy never saw a sandwich or a fucking orange or a banana. That shit is like skinny as hell. He's eating hate. That's how they gotta look. So I hope they listen. And they're so bold. Not just that they cyber stalking everybody. They go in on the foot to do it. That's why people need to get armed. And when they come like that close and they want to do some dumb shit, you blow their fucking brains out and stay there. Yeah, I did it. Okay. And then look at the cameras and see what the fuck happened. Because it was something like, oh, he got up them rungs. the man was going around, waving with a metal pipe. Some guy came from nowhere and shot him right in his head. Boom. And they saw on the camera, and everybody was like, yeah, don't look for that guy. He saved us all. Shit, he should be always walking around. I want to get to know him. Like, seriously. Like, who are you? Walk with me. I want to be your best friend. Like, I want to be inside of your jacket. We need men like that. That he knows on spot. Yeah, diagnosis. Boom. This shit out. Like, goddamn. He's like, he's an abortionist. He's an abortionist. Because some of the motherfuckers need abortion after they pass 30, yo. My God. And these fucking hackers and cyber stalkers, bots, accounts with mad fucking people under it working. That means call centers that are underground shit. Bro, I feel like they're gonna rape us physically. They're raping us mentally, financially, emotionally, which is mentally kind of like, yeah. And then they think they're gonna destroy us because we don't got no money. Bro, I don't give a fuck about money anymore. I don't care. I don't care. Everything getting cheaper. Everybody thought it's gonna get more expensive. No, it's getting cheaper. I don't worry anymore about money anymore. Like, I don't care. I don't need nothing. I wanted a perfume that I wanted. I managed to buy it. I wanted some jewelry that I wanted. I managed to buy it. I want something to wear that I want to buy for myself. I bought it. However it looks, I bought it. You know what I mean? I don't need a lot. Just basic stuff. And I am a basic girl, you know? I don't care. I don't care about no rich shit. And if they think that poor people is rich, they kind of made a really bad move to go and rob poor people because we don't have nothing. What are you going to steal from us? What? Are they going to catch them? It's rich people doing it, stealing from poor people. Opposite of Robin Hood. Oh, but that's pretty much what they're doing. Robin Hood. Are you thinking poor people have the most money or something? How? Oh my God. I just wanted to go and fix my teeth. And good thing I didn't tell nobody anything more important about that one. Mm-mm. And they went and the freaking dentist robbed me too. Takes like $6,000 for my partial stupid shit that he did. And take the money out of my pocket. And now I can't get nothing for 8 fucking years. That means 3 years passed. And now I found this shit out. And now I gotta wait 5 years for that I qualify to do something. And there is no like private doctor that can just walk into it, into the office. And that he's nearby and working. Like, I can't find it. I mean, I can find it now with my new phone, but I didn't do it yet. From all the shit that I have to fix. And, like I said, rules are made to follow. And if they have the damn thing in the phone that you need to use to protect yourself, use it and stop acting like a little kid. Oh, look, I don't want to press this all the time. I don't want to press this all the time. Sometimes you need to do some stuff repetitive to for your own good. You know what I mean? Because I didn't believe it. Now I believe it. And I'm telling you, do it. I sound like I'm not normal and losing my mind, but I know what I'm saying. A lot of people are going to be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what she's saying. Yeah, yeah. Probably not gonna, nobody even going to hear this, but that's what they're doing throughout the New York, yeah. And I really thought, like, people about their business, you know, how they have money and everything. Look at it. They might be wearing all that fly shit just because they're robbing other people. Extorting. And they saw all my messages and everything. And they were, I don't know. That's crazy. So that means that everybody who sent me anything, money ever that we dealt with it, the motherfuckers watching everything. They know every move I did. So I don't know how long this shit been going on. That's the crazy part. That means that my information been sold long time ago. Yep. And I think just when I got here, I became a victim of fraud over the phone. I was so trusty because when you're coming from these small countries and everything, we are not financially intelligent. We don't know nothing because we don't live in a city. We live in a like town, and we are more in like suburbs, and the info traveling real slow, and sometimes there is no books or anything they can find exactly what you need to learn because nobody is really willing to tell you what's really important because nobody really knows, and the ones that know, they wouldn't share the info, so they just think. I don't know. I think it's just so tough and rough. Whoever find out something, they keep in a secret for themselves. So nobody's really like willing to share the info with you, and you gotta find out everything on your own. So by the time I got over here, I was like a little, like I was all alone in this world. Like there's nobody here for me. I'm over here all alone, and I ain't had nothing. I only had payments from my first job that I had. And the lady that hooked me up with a job, she was my host. She took me to the bank. It was Connecticut Bank. And I feel like Connecticut Bank still robbing me to this day. Hackers that robbed me to the bank. And there's some kind of chain that when I Google it, that's a Connecticut gang. And they took $100-something, and I've been thinking about it like, yo, I think it's these people. They've been following me since then, because once they stole that shit, since I entered the damn USA, and that's probably how they got like locked to my name. And when I was having it with my other last name, they couldn't do nothing because I protected it. This one I didn't. Yep, so I'm gonna have to do that shit again. And yep, they couldn't do shit to me with the other last name, not with this new one. Like it's open or something and they can just do that. So I gotta report that everywhere. That I've been a victim of the fraud as soon as I step in my fucking here. Because that lady, which I didn't even have a social security number at that time. I don't know how they do it. Because in the meantime, when I made it, and when I registered myself and everything, and I called the number from my friend's house, I gave them everything over the phone, like an idiot. Not knowing the bank already robbed me. The bank was fake. Yeah, they just wanted me to put the money in, and they put it in a savings account. So every time I tried to withdraw it, they charged me $30 for every withdrawal. So they just like, bam, swipe that shit off away from me. And this lady was just like laughing. And she was like a doctor, like you with a degree doing this to a child, literally. I'm 24 years old. I'm just starting to live here. Like, and then they like want to deport me and send me back home because I don't qualify. Like, they don't like me. They told me that in my face. But guess what? I know what the fuck a visa is, and you can blow me, bitch. Find a job anywhere else. You don't have to work with these stupid ass bitches. And those rich people kids can blow me too. Nobody's your fucking slave, bitch. When they come and work for you, they come to assist you in your daily duties. if you are retarded and you are like slow, mentally challenged, then you need help. They're gonna serve you. But I didn't notice anybody was mentally challenged over there. They seem real normal and healthy. That the only thing mentally challenged is if people are like evil and they don't like how poor people don't know things, and they just make me mad. I don't know why. Because they like to look down on people. Some people like to look down on people, and I don't like that. And if you've already been hating on me, quit hating, like seriously. It's not enough that my own parents didn't want me because I wasn't a boy. And now these motherfuckers want to act over here like, yo, you're wrong. Like, what? They told me I need to wash. What? Because I have tan? This tan cannot be washed, bitch. I'm not dirty. Yeah, that's how they treat even tan people, motherfuckers. Tan people matter. With the beauty marks. Anyway, when they saw me and my face is like more darker than my other parts of the body, because my face is always like, you know, open, what the hell? It was like confusion, like, And then when the music that I picked that I wanted to listen to learn more slang, that was bothering him too. Oh, me eating cheese and meat, that was bothering him too on the same plate. They threw the plate away that I was eating from. Like, come on. Just ridiculous. Like, you think gypsies in Europe was treated bad? I feel like I'm a gypsy. I'm a Rum. That's how they treated me. Like, I was a Rum in Europe. And that's why I feel like a lot of people who are poor, they resolve to go and do atrocities just because, you know, they don't have nothing. Like, how are you going to survive? You don't have a piece of bread or a cup of water or something. And nobody want to give it to you. You know what I mean? Like that Tupac said, I see you eating and everything. You don't want to let me in. How long you think I'm going to be standing over here watching you eat? And I can't. We're going to be knocking on this door until you open. Give me something. You know what I mean? And that's what happens. You come from real, real far away, thinking it's gonna be better, and you get bent over multiple times. And 20 years pass, they're still bending you the fuck over. So with the same bullshit you lost then, and they think they can get you. And it was some evil-ass, ugly bitch that did that to me. Follow me and listen to me all this fucking time. They have all, everything on the record, whatever the fuck I did. And probably these people that they showed is people that I came across, probably met them. Probably it is my husband when he was younger, and I don't even know how he looked at that time. I don't even know. It's confusion. Big, giant confusion. But I figured that shit out. I know what it is now. It's an underground organization that robs people of their info, selling it, and it's like a dark market, dark web. I think they sell it on a dark web. Yeah. So, guess what? Motherfucker, we are famous on dark web. Oh my God. But guess what? I have a name for them, Flat Lever. They don't even know what that means. Flat Lever. I'll leave you flat, bitch. Like a Pepsi, alright? You deflated motherfucker. That's why this bitch had to do that. She sounded so sweet on the phone when she played me. Let me tell you something. She told me I got a job and everything. And me, like, slow as fuck from another country. Believing this lady that she got me. Never trust a fucking woman. You understand me? Never trust a fucking woman. fucking woman that's overly nice. Never be too trusty. I don't give a fuck if you are the ugliest motherfucker on this planet. Get this fucking confidence and don't be no fucking trusty ass person. And always check everything. And you're not fucking crazy if you're taking your fucking sweet time to check something. Jesus Christ. Why I have to come with it through this wire, you know what I mean? Because that's what they're doing. They're trying to rush you like you. That's what they're doing to my son. Bitch trying to fucking play him in the store. I told her, I will crush you right now. Because what happened was I sent him to the store with $10 and told him, buy me a pack of coffee for $1. Buy me a small creamer. And what else I told him? And a small box of sugar. He goes there and bring me a big giant fucking coffee, big giant creamer, and I don't know what else. And like, he still owe money. What? I'll go right back over there. Told her, listen, return all this right there, right there. She's still trying to take like $3 from his hand. I said, give that shit right back to him and do what I told you to do. What the hell's wrong with you? She don't want it. She holding the money, trying to take it, put it somewhere. I said, you put that money anywhere, I'ma dick you right in your head. I don't give a fuck what nationality you are. And she like looking at me. I said, Jason, whatever, take my fucking key, go home, get my phone, I'ma call cops. Because she holding your money, don't want to give it back, and she already robbed you of $10. And I know what the fuck I told you to go get it. And he's sitting in there confused. He don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's why you gotta be right behind your kid and watch. Because they're trying to play these boys, young ones. They starting to learn about money and everything. They're not really like, they know counting and everything, how to say. But once you go to these damn registers, they confuse the hell out of you if you haven't cash. You know what I mean? And especially the young ones. And I feel like that's not fair. Like everywhere you go, they're trying to scheme. And yesterday they stole Pepsi and I gave a guy extra money. So that means around $5 to charge for the like Pepsi, whatever. And they bring me the meal, whatever. Charge me $24. I give it like $5 tip. I never do that. Like, this is my first time doing it. And the guy just drive off and I look in the thing, no drink. When I call them there, they call me a liar that they put it in. I said, so yeah, I'm calling because I'm a liar, right? I just like to lie and I want something extra, right? I cursed the fuck out. I told her, okay, so now this is going to cost $5. Fuck you and you stupid bitch. I'm never going to call here again. I hate you. And I went and I made a fucking review. I never do that either, but I did it now. Don't fucking buy nothing from this stupid ass bitches. Can't even fucking speak English. Now call me racist. I'm not even from here. I had to learn this fucking bitch. So you can't call me racist. No way. Because I broke my motherfucking brain to learn it. The fuck out of here. And you're gonna tell me you can't understand basic shit when I'm speaking to you. You rude as fuck. Don't even work in a fucking damn customer service. I don't even know who hired them bitches. The damn shit gonna close down. I hope it closed down. I swear to God to you sometimes. Robbers, everywhere robbers. So my podcast is pretty much focusing on rape, like literal emotional, mental rape, like of these people, because BDSM culture is nothing but rape of the slaves. Because what is it? Bondage, discipline? No, what is it? No, bondage, dominance. Master slave master, whatever. But it's about submission, and you know you gotta obey. What? Submit yourself. That means just okay, give them money, be humble, and obey. Like obey them robbers. What? Fuck out of here, bitch. So who's doing the robbing, huh? I just want somebody to get me, train me, and show me them. And let me. Like, seriously. With other mothers who experience the same thing. Like, please. Like, they need to get the mothers that are available and these teenagers that did whatever and give them, like, the old-fashioned ass whooping, because that's what they need to get. Because there is a point when you are allowed to use harsh discipline on these kids. But no, I can't go and beat anybody's children because they're not yours. They're not your responsibility. So you're not allowed to do that. The only ones that can do that is the criminals in jail can fix them. If they want to listen. If the criminals in jail is not all that bad. And they have authority, and I don't know. I'm stupid, like really stupid right now. I don't know what to do. There's nobody can advise these people to go suck a dick and get off my dick, right? Because they already snapped 4 fucking pictures on my new phone, and it was saved in my other phone. That means they have a way through my social security number to do it. So since today is a holiday, I still can't call nothing. So tomorrow I gotta call all these places and tell them that my information been compromised and somebody been stalking me since 2004. Well, 18 fucking years. Could have had another child, you know what I mean? 18-year-old. You know what I mean? That's 18 years, you know what I mean? That means they have information about me for 18 fucking years. Look, I couldn't, when I got a phone, the first time I got the prepaid phone, those motherfuckers didn't even allow me to turn on the phone. I'm thinking it's some fucking virgin shit, garbage. No, they didn't let me use it. They got all my info then. And it's Connecticut gang. And I'm going to call the cops and tell them, these people, like, somebody need to come over here. I need to make a police report. Because I didn't make a police report when this shit happened to me in 2004. And now I'm going to make the police report. And I know exactly who did it. Connecticut Bank. Connecticut Bank robbed me then. All off of my money. And some ad in newspapers. So the newspaper ad and a damn thing. I'm going to report it. And it's the Connecticut. I could put my right hand to Jesus if somebody from Connecticut doing that. Because of the evil ass bitch that I work for. Yep. I hope she fucking get mad hives all over her body like she been getting. And I hope she's like 6 feet underground by now, because that's what the fuck she deserved. For 18 fucking years, I've been losing money and everything. Didn't fucking know what's going on. Every time I get money and I'm paying rent, shit's happening, like somebody's stealing my money. I send the money, but they didn't get it. Like, what's going on? These motherfuckers been stealing from me little by little, or making charges to the places. So I have mad shit that I paid and mad shit that I owe, because somewhere they figured to go send double money and somewhere they stole it. Yep. And all these offices, like, wherever you're going, banks and everything, you can't trust them, motherfuckers. Because you don't know who working in that bitch, because it could be somebody real devious right in a motherfucking office. Take your info, sell it. Fucking hackers everywhere. I just know, when I find out who that is, and I'm gonna get a private investigator even on that bullshit, and I'm gonna tell him what happened since the day one when I just stepped my fucking foot over here. We're going to figure that out. And when I find out, I'm going to jump over the fucking... Yo, I'm going to kill this bitch in the court if needed. 18 fucking years of torture. Like, I don't fucking know. Get off my dick, bitch, if you're listening. Just know, when I find you, I'm going to jab my whole fist in your throat. You're going to deep throat it, bitch. Until you fucking die. Now, suck a dick. Hope y'all like this fucking episode. Anybody working with this damn... robbing people and shit. I hope you get what the fuck you deserve. Hope they didn't knock you the fuck out when they found you. And hope the cops beat the shit out of you before the criminals in jail, you piece of shit. You rotten motherfuckers. From rotten apple, like I don't know they exist. And that bitch that robbed me in 2004. Let me tell you something. When I find you, I'ma rip your fucking jugular out. You hear me? You don't know who the fuck I am, bitch. Hope you really follow everything I did. And also saw that I knocked some bitches out, too. And when I see you, I'm going to do the same thing to you. I'm really violent, bitch. Don't fuck with me. Snap this picture, bitch. Hope you're watching. Know that I'm so fucking tough, you can't take shit from me because I don't have it on purpose because I know you fucking want to steal it. Now, suck it, baby. Nobody in this fucking New York stupid. Only you are fucking underground rapists. Now, I hope everybody have a beautiful day. Don't let this stupid ass motherfuckers go on your nerve and mess up your whole day. Be aware that they exist and they steal people info and they sell it. And once they get hold of you, they don't want to release until you change your whole shit and hide from them again. Now I gotta get a brand new motherfucking number for the social security and everything. Change that everywhere. Cause these sons of bitches even stealing my unemployment. Imagine unemployment, you don't get it for, like, you're supposed to get it for 2 years and you get first one and last one and everything in the middle they stole. And you think like, where the fucking shit went? And you only get a dollar? Where my shit? Like, how can you send me a dollar? Where is my money? You go call a bank, but like bank don't exist. You can't even report nothing. They're saying, oh, it's a fraud. What fraud? They're calling me a fraud. Mm-hmm. You're going to see fraud. I'm telling you, I had none to lose. I know where the Rikers Island is, and now I'm a citizen. I'm going to go over here with these bitches to the jail. Just know, when I catch you, I'm going to fuck you up for every poor person in the Bronx that had to struggle for your stupid ass what you stole from them, because I know y'all exist in Connecticut, bitch. You Connecticut piece of shit game. Leave New York alone before we smother you. Bah. Oh, I'm so pissed off right now. I wish I could just literally find him, you know? But I figure now where this shit coming from. So I'm on it. And like, they've been following me for so long. They trying to dig out my old relationships and literally call me like some, I don't even know what you want to call me, but to literally have pictures of the people that I like kind of know from somewhere, like, that's crazy. And I'm reporting that to the cops. Cops didn't want to even come over here to make a report for that. They came over here to make a report for me breaking some fucking phones that was hacked, but didn't want to make a report of me being hacked. Like, that's crazy. So now I'm going to go straight into the police and do it, because that's ridiculous. Like, sometimes you gotta go to them to take care of shit. Nah, you don't have to call them, because they're stupid when they come over here. Like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing or what fucking cops they sent. You know what I mean? Because that need to be reported. If I never reported it, that means they keep doing it. They keep doing it. So I need to put it like, somebody's cyber stalking me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this cyber stalking shit been going on over here for people. Since, and nobody fucking wanna tell me? Now I have to find out 20 years later? Motherfuckers. Motherfuckers. I'm not applying for shit anymore. I'm not applying. The good thing is that you couldn't do nothing with the Chase except send some charges and maybe steal some couple of payments. That's all you could do. But thank God I have a good motherfucking bank, so you can just suck my dick, bitch. Wow, that's crazy, yo. This bank. And I think New York Bank, something, Bank of New York was one that was doing some shit too. And I didn't want to stay with them. I go to another Connecticut bank that robbed me. Motherfucker, I'm such a dumbass. But you see, I'm not a dumbass. It's like, you don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know. So now I know how these people operate. Police people, be smart and learn from me. I know you probably didn't make a mistake like this. You're probably smarter than that. But I just wanted to let everyone know what happened to me and what kind of stupid idiot I am. And I'm thinking over here, the guy that I knew from before is a stalker trying to kill me or something. That he doing that? It's not. It's something bigger than all of us. And been happening since 2000, 2004 since I just stepped my foot over here. So, I have to also report identity theft because they probably came and took, like, one day they sold me some kind of phone and pretended it from HRA. I see no fucking ID or nothing. I still gave them the damn thing. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I just gave them this shit. And I'm like, it doesn't matter because I'm going to change my name anyway. And now I took, you know, a little bit longer to make up my mind because I had to find my index number and everything because I already went to the court. And now I didn't go back over there to get the permission that I could just go ahead and do it. And I got to do it tomorrow. That's it. Tomorrow's the day. I have to make all the fucking calls and everything I have to do to all the offices, even my son's school. Even they put a different name that my son has a different parent, not me. Like, what? My son knows who his parent is, so whatever the fuck I'm saying. But they already changed some shit over there, planning to do something to him when he gets off age or something. I don't even know. I just feel like moving from here, leaving. This people is not normal. But I know where they're from, so I'm going to call the cop. Anyway, I'm talking so much. Oh my God, I can't stop. Anyway, 2 more minutes, and just don't be dumb like me, for real, for too long like me. It's like, it took me a while to find out some shit that my family did to me. It took me a while to find out that the bank right now and the hacker since 2004 did something to me and that lady. And now, I assume that my friends did something to me and it's not. And now I know what I gotta do. So hopefully, I'm not going to hit you up over here until I take care of that. So hopefully the new stuff what I'm going to be talking to you about is how I, you know, transfer all this dumb shit and they can't do nothing to me. And also what can happen with social security number or whatever, I'm going to ask them. So maybe since it's still early, but no, it's holiday, so I can't do nothing. Oh God, it's holiday, so they can't do nothing either. So real good. All right, so have a beautiful day and keep your head high up. Check all your devices, keep cameras closed, not open like me. Be yourself, be confident, and don't share your info and don't talk around your phone something important and numbers, sharing the numbers and everything. Like, rather write them down on a piece of paper. And also be careful, you know, writing that stuff nowhere near the lamp that's also could be wired because it's like a Bluetooth. Okay, like I'm doing it. So I don't be careful at all. All right, so later. Thank you. And I feel like I have 10 countries. I see Poland over there, so maybe my hacker is from Poland. He's not even from Connecticut. I mean, I wish I would meet somebody cute like that from Poland, and they're like ready to, you know, get out of their comfort zone and stop doing it. But it look like it's not even that. It's an underground organization scheming robbers in a call center, and a bitch that robbed me in 2004. I'm praying for her demise. I never did that for nobody, but that bitch need to die already. Too fucking old and still alive, you know what I mean? All the hacking ass bitches and cyber stalkers, hope you are burning hell. Bye.